Howdy, I'm Jeffrey Snover, Technical Fellow, and joining me is Alan Renouf. Alan is with VMware. Now, if you're not aware of this, VMware is one of our largest and most active PowerShell communities. In fact, they were one of the very earliest adopters of PowerShell. So, Alan, tell me what are you going to show here today, or how are you thinking about PowerShell on Linux?
Oh, Jeffrey, you know what? We love this. I mean, for a long time now, our customers have had this love-hate relationship with PowerShell and PowerCLI and the work that we're doing there. They've seen what we're doing and they love the fact that we have all these commandlets that work against their environment and automate their infrastructure from end to end. But unfortunately, the Linux and Mac guys are not feeling the love. They're not able to use this because clearly it's been a Windows technology until now. So the fact that we can take this and we can give it to them is just absolutely awesome. They will start feeling the love again and they will love us. So what you can see in front of you is that I have a script that I wrote a while back that was actually written in ISE on Windows, but I have open in Visual Studio Code at the moment on my Mac. And it's a very simple script. You know, it's 20 lines of code, but what it actually does is a lot. It will go through and it will deploy a bunch of virtual machines into my environment, into my vSphere environment, and it will customize them, it will tag them, and it will power them on. So this short amount of code will do an extremely large amount of things. So let's see this working, and the way that we're gonna see this working is actually through a Docker image. Believe it or not, we've built a simple Docker file that will launch PowerCLI in a Docker image. And in this case, it's gonna use Ubuntu, and we're gonna run the Docker image. It's going to boot that Docker image. It's already installed PowerShell and PowerCLI. Within a couple of seconds, you can see I've automatically opened my PowerCLI shell. And the cool thing about this is if you take a look at the amount of commands that we've actually ported across already, I'll do more because you won't believe the amount that we've ported across. We've actually got a bunch of commands that we can step through here, page by page, and you can see that we've got commands that all manage every aspect of the vCenter infrastructure already.
Good heavens. That's enormous.
It is. And you can see that the great thing about this, as I said, is like, it doesn't matter where you write this script. We can run it anywhere now. I could run it on my Mac. In this case, we'll go and we'll exit out of the more, and we will run it in the Linux Docker here and go and deploy all those virtual machines.
Wow, so now this is taking the script you originally wrote on Windows, you showed it to us running Visual Studio Code on a Macintosh, and now you're running it in a Linux Ubuntu Docker container?
That's right, you stayed with me the whole way.
That's fantastic.